Welcome to the Deep Dive. Today, we're taking a shortcut, you could say, into a really fascinating field. It's revolutionizing how we design, well, pretty much everything, aerospace parts, medical devices, you name it.
Right.
Our mission today is to unpack a specific paper. It's titled Auto, a framework for automatic differentiation in topology optimization.
Auto, yeah. By Chandrasekh, Trihara, and Suresh from UW-Madison. Published back in April 2021.
Exactly. So we're diving into topology optimization 2.0 for short, and this powerful technique called automatic differentiation, or AD.
Mm-hmm.
Now, you might be wondering, what is topology optimization, and why do we need this automatic differentiation thing to do it?
That's a great place to start. So if we zoom out a bit, TO is fundamentally about finding the optimal way to distribute material within a given design space,
yeah.
You know, for a specific set of loads, boundary conditions, all to maximize performance.
So like designing a super light but really strong airplane part.
Exactly that. Or maybe a new material with unique properties.
Yeah.
The fields really exploded thanks to better manufacturing like 3D printing and also big leaps in computational modeling.
Okay, let's unpack that. So it's about figuring out the best shape or structure, but there's this critical step, right? Something the paper flags as a real headache.
Yes. Calculating sensitivities.
Sensitivities.
Yeah.
Explain that a bit more. Why are they so crucial?
They're essentially derivatives. They measure how your objectives, like stiffness or your constraints, like volume, change when you tweak your design variables.
Design variables being like the density of the material at different points.
Exactly. Typically, the elemental pseudo-densities in density-based TO, they tell you how much a tiny change in one spot affects the overall performance.
So they guide the optimization process.
Precisely. They tell the algorithm which way to go to improve the design.
And the paper makes a really strong case that doing this manually, calculating these sensitivities, is often the biggest bottleneck. Is that really true?
Oh, absolutely. Manual derivation and then actually implementing that code. It's incredibly laborious.
I can imagine.
And hugely error-prone, especially for complex problems with, you know, lots of parts or complicated physics. It really slows down innovation.
So it raises this important question. If the manual way is so tough, what are the other options?
Well, you've got a few. There are numerical methods, like finite differences.
Right, just nudging the design a bit and seeing what happens.
Yeah, but they suffer from truncation errors, floating point issues.
Yeah.
They can be unreliable.
Okay.
Then there's symbolic differentiation using tools like SIMPy or Mathematica.
Like computer algebra systems.
Exactly. They work okay for simple math expressions.
Yeah.
But once you have loops or complex program flow control, which you always have in real structural analysis code, they become impractical really fast.
So the default often ends up being manual again, which the paper calls cumbersome and error prone. That sounds like a major pain point.
It really is. It's the bottleneck for developing new TO modules, for trying out new ideas in research.
Which leads us to automatic differentiation. The paper argues it's been underutilized in TO, right?
Yeah, what's fascinating is AD isn't new. It's been around for decades, used in all sorts of fields, molecular dynamics, photonics.
But not so much in TO. Why?
It's a good question. Maybe accessibility, maybe just inertia.
Yeah.
But this paper really aims to change that, to reintroduce AD for TO and make it accessible, even providing illustrative code.
Okay, so that's where Auto comes in, the framework they propose. It leverages something called JAX.
That's right. JAX is the engine here. It's a high-performance Python library from Google, actually, designed specifically for machine learning research, but perfect for this.
What makes JAX so suitable?
Well, several things. It has a NumPy-like syntax, which is familiar to loads of engineers and scientists.
Okay, so the learning curve isn't too steep.
Exactly. It also has a low memory footprint, and crucially, it supports just-in-time, or JIT compilation.
JIT compilation, meaning?
It means JAX can take your standard Python functions and compile them on the fly into highly optimized machine code using XLA. This allows Python code to approach the speeds of C or Fortran.
Wow. So you get the ease of Python with serious speed.
Pretty much, making it an ideal candidate for automating these complex sensitivity calculations within TO.
And they proved it works by replicating existing educational TO codes. That seems like a smart way to demonstrate its practicality.
It really is. They took well-known benchmark problems and show they could solve them accurately using Auto and JAX, matching existing results. It's a strong validation.
Okay, let's get into those examples. The paper tackles three main areas. First up, compliance minimization. This is kind of the classic TO problem, isn't it?
Absolutely. The bread and butter, you could say.
So what's the goal in compliance minimization?
In essence, you want to make a structure as stiff as possible, given a fixed amount of material. Minimize how much it deforms under load.
Right, minimize the compliance. And mathematically, that involves minimizing J equals U transpose K times U, subject to volume constraints and equilibrium.
Exactly. In the manual derivation for the sensitivity of that compliance, especially with common material models like SIMP, gets pretty hairy. You end up with expressions like Giroux transpose times Euro times U.
Okay, that looks involved. Deriving and coding that manually sounds like where the errors creep in.
Precisely. But how does auto handle it?
That's the question. How does JX simplify this?
It's almost elegant. You define your function in Python, let's call it compute compliance, that calculates the compliance value based on the material density's low.
Okay.
Then with literally a single line of JX code, J, grand J, equals value in grad.
Compute compliance.
Row. Just like that.
Just like that. JX automatically figures out how to compute both the compliance value, J, and its gradient, grad J, which is the sensitivity with respect to row.
How does it do that? Does it understand the physics? Not directly. It uses automatic differentiation. It essentially traces every single mathematical operation within your compute compliance function, the matrix assembly, solving the linear system, everything, and applies the chain rule of calculus backwards or forwards through that computation graph.
So it builds a recipe for the derivative automatically.
Right. Exactly. Without you ever needing to write down the analytical derivative yourself.
And they show this works for standard problems, like a cantilever beam.
Yep. They illustrated it with two classics. Minimizing structural compliance for a tip-loaded cantilever beam, and also minimizing thermal compliance, basically heat flow resistance for a square plate.
And the results matched the textbooks.
Matched existing literature perfectly, which confirms the accuracy.
What about speed? Did it take longer than the manual analytical method?
In this specific case, compliance minimization, the paper notes AD was only marginally more expensive computationally, maybe a small percentage slower.
So not a huge speed penalty there, but the real win is
flexibility and ease of use. Imagine you want to try a different material model. Instead of SIMP, maybe you use RAMP or something more complex.
Okay.
With the manual method, you'd potentially have to rederive and recode large parts of your sensitivity analysis.
Right, back to the calculus grind.
With auto and JAX, you just change the material model function in your Python code. JAX handles the derivative of the new function automatically.
Ah, I see. That's powerful.
It's huge. Same applies to adding complex filters, things used to prevent weird checkerboard patterns or enforce minimum member sizes, or even manufacturing constraints, like limiting overhangs for 3D printing.
You just code the forward pass, and JX figures out the backward pass, the sensitivity.
Exactly. You focus on describing the physics and the design rules.
Yes.
JAX handles the calculus.
Okay, that's compliance minimization. Next up, they looked at compliant mechanism design. What are those?
Compliant mechanisms are pretty cool. They get their motion from the flexibility of their parts, not from traditional joints like hinges or bearings.
So like a single piece of material that bends in a clever way to do something.
Precisely. Think of things like microgrippers, clips, or actuators made from one piece. The paper uses a displacement inverter as an example. You push one point, and another point moves significantly in the opposite direction. The goal is to maximize that output movement.
And the manual sensitivity analysis for this is even trickier, right? It involves something called an adjoint problem.
Yes. The standard analytical method for sensitivity here requires solving two linear systems per iteration. One for the actual structural response, and another one the adjoint system, specifically to help calculate the sensitivities efficiently.
So double the solving effort compared to just finding the response.
Essentially, yes. Setting up and solving that adjoint problem adds significant complexity and computational cost to the manual or analytical approach.
So how does auto stack up here? Is it still just slightly slower?
This is where it gets really interesting. The auto implementation looks very similar on the surface. Define your objective function in Python, use value in grad. But computationally, the analytical method, because it explicitly sets up and solves that separate adjoint system, can actually be more expensive.
Wait, the automated AD method is faster?
In this case, potentially yes. JAX, through its automatic differentiation process, specifically reverse mode AD, which is implicitly like solving an adjoint problem, can optimize the entire computation. It handles the equivalent of the adjoint analysis internally and very efficiently as part of calculating the gradient.
That's a huge aha moment. So AD isn't just about making it easier. It can actually be faster than the traditional optimized manual method sometimes.
Absolutely. Especially when the manual method requires solving auxiliary problems like the adjoint. JEX's compilation and AD techniques can find efficiencies humans might miss.
Plus, the flexibility advantage still holds.
Even more so here. The paper points out there's no universally accepted objective formulation for compliant mechanisms. People try different things, maximizing mutual strain energy, output displacement directly, other variants.
Right.
With auto, exploring these different objective functions becomes trivial. You just change a few lines in your Python objective function. No need to rederive sensitivities for each new formulation.
That must dramatically accelerate research and design exploration in that area.
Definitely. It lowers the barrier to trying new ideas significantly.
Okay, finally, the third application. Designing materials, or microstructures. What's that about?
This is about using TO not just for a part's overall shape, but for its internal microgeometry. Essentially, designing the material itself from the ground up to have specific desirable properties.
Like making it super stiff in one direction, but flexible in another.
Yeah.
Or controlling its thermal expansion.
Exactly. Or maximizing its bulk modulus, resistance to compression, or shear modulus, resistance to twisting. They even show designing materials with a negative Poisson's ratio.
Negative Poisson's ratio. That's the one where it gets fatter when you stretch it.
That's the one. Auxetic materials. Counterintuitive, but really useful for things like shock absorption or deployable structures.
And again, the manual approach involves an adjoint solve.
Correct. Calculating the sensitivities of these effective material properties typically requires an adjoint method in the analytical approach.
But with auto.
Same story. You define your objective maximizing bulk modulus, for instance, as a Python function operating on the microstructural design variables, the densities within a repeating unit cell. JAX's value in grad takes care of the sensitivities automatically.
And they showed examples of the resulting microstructure.
Yes. The paper includes figures showing the optimized microstructures for maximizing different properties, all generated using the auto framework. It demonstrates the versatility across these different TO domains.
Okay, so wrapping this up, we've seen auto applied to stiffness, mechanisms, and materials. What's the big picture here? What does this mean for, you know, the engineer or researcher listening?
Stepping back, I think this deep dive really highlights the significant simplicity and the power that automatic differentiation brings to topology optimization.
It takes away that painful, error-prone step.
Exactly. It streamlines what has historically been a major bottleneck. This allows engineers and researchers to iterate faster, to experiment more freely with complex new designs, different material models, intricate manufacturing constraints.
Things they might have avoided before because the sensitivity analysis was just too daunting.
Precisely. It accelerates innovation, potentially unlocking new possibilities in advanced manufacturing, material science, and many other fields touched by structural optimization.
It really is like having that expert assistant, like we said, who instantly figures out the impact of every change.
It's a good analogy. Now, it's not perfect, right?
Mm-hmm.
The paper acknowledges areas for improvement. JAX support for certain types of large-scale solvers, like sparse preconditioned iterative solvers, might still be evolving.
Okay, so for truly massive problems, there might still be some hurdles.
Potentially, yes. And there's also the point that sometimes actually deriving the manual sensitivity expression can give you deeper physical insight into the problem.
Mm-hmm.
You're forced to really understand the relationships.
Yeah, the struggle can be instructive.
It can.
Yeah.
But for the vast majority of development and application work, the benefits of AD in terms of speed, reliability, and especially flexibility seem overwhelming. The message is pretty clear. AD, via frameworks like auto, is set to make TO far more accessible and efficient.
Which leads to a really interesting final thought. If you automate these really hard calculations, freeing up all that engineering time and brain power and reducing errors, what happens next?
Mm.
What new frontiers does this open up? What kinds of crazy, complex, previously unimaginable structures or materials might we be able to create now that this barrier is lowered?
That's the exciting question, isn't it? We're giving designers more powerful tools, automating the tedious parts.
Yeah.
It really could unleash a new wave of creativity in structural and material design.
And for anyone who wants to get hands-on, the paper mentions the code is available.
Yes, the AutoPython code is available on GitHub, so you can actually download it, run the examples, and maybe even adapt it for your own TO problems.
Fantastic. Well, thanks for joining us on this deep dive into automatic differentiation in topology optimization. Hopefully you gained some valuable insights, maybe a few of those aha moments.
Hope so. It's a really promising development in the field.
Until next time.